Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is City in a Bottle by John Rieger. Thank you for listening.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that we should...
Please stand by to calibrate.
To take this place. Exercise. Earth, man. There.
Please adjust your receiving set to reproduce my voice at normal speaking volume levels.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. That's exactly right.
Operators, this section contains sample peak levels at plus 12 above 250 nanowebers. Please do not alter transmission levels after this point. City in a Bottle.
That's right.
I wouldn't call it reality.
Very interesting.
That's right. One. I guess I'm having a little difficulty getting this clear.
It's inevitable.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Blue. Gray. Green. The city of Kandor was always a place of beauty and happiness, until out of the depthless universe came its strange doom.
Notes for City in a Bottle. Last night, I dreamed of Susan. I dreamed that she was dead.
Structure Lesson 4.
They're the last survivors of Krypton, so. Survivors of Krypton, so.
If
close the book.
They knew it was done. They knew it was done.
Exercise 4.
There was nothing they could do about it at the time. There was nothing they could do about it at the time.
It's very, you know, frustrating.
Listen to the examples.
We kept the body.
7 feet tall.
Structure lesson 4.
4.5 feet wide.
We kept the body and covered it.
Close the book.
With a thin layer of concrete.
Close.
This is the way you feel. You're like a caged animal.
Concrete.
Close the book.
Blew up and he shot his shrinking ray at the city. He shot his shrinking ray at the city.
All around.
Park Avenue.
To keep it from spoiling.
Madison.
Took it into his flying saucer and that's all there was. That's all there was to it.
Structure lesson 4. Close the book.
Solitary confinement.
Brainiac was sent out as a computer spy to find worlds for the supercomputers to rule.
Exercise 4.
For scientists.
I was very...
Listen to the examples.
We kept the body.
They're always attached to a little gas.
A little with a gas. Thin layer
gas
of
container.
Concrete.
Gas container. So they always
all
have their atmosphere.
To keep it
so they always
from,
have their atmosphere with them.
From
and
spoiling.
If he travels, he just puts a cork in the top.
This is the way you feel. You're like a caged animal.
I was very irritated when she moved.
Your friend and comrade. It's morning, and I'm making some caffeine. I thought that what I ought to do today, before I do much of anything, is to sit down and tell you how much I like you. I don't know, I just feel full of you, and I'm sick of walking around feeling so much about you, I might as well get it out. Put it on a tape, or in a letter at least. So I'm making a tape. So now, I'll tell you where I am so you can see everything exactly how it is, okay? Okay, you know where I always sit when I sit on my kitchen table? Well, that's where I'm sitting. Oh, maybe I didn't sit there when you came. I'm sitting, who cares? Anyway, I'm sitting at my kitchen table. And I've been dreaming about you. And I miss you. I don't know. Lately I've been thinking that people who are a lot of fun just aren't around a lot, are they? Anyway, just a second now. You get to hear the sound, Catherine. Listen, I'm trying real hard to get sounds in here.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that is?
Just a sec. I'm gonna go get that coffee.
Nice baby. Nice baby. Nice baby. Nice baby.
Nice, nice baby. Baby.
Nice baby.
Polytechnical High School. 11:30, 85.
Buried River.
You know, this sort of mysterious, dark, mossy, wet place with noises of mossy, wet place.
A lot of open doors.
You're walking along the sidewalk and then you hear the sidewalk and the noise. Walking along the sidewalk. Running water noise going underneath your feet.
Open it. I dreamed that the soil was filled with insects.
There are these natural laws, these natural that laws streams and rivers respond to. That streams and rivers respond to.
Swarming with insects. Well, okay, try the window.
There are these natural physical forces. There are these natural physical forces.
Beetles and bugs of all kinds and long kind of worm-like things. And somebody was turning over the soil.
Water finds its lowest point.
This is San Francisco Polytechnical High School. I'm wearing blue jeans, leather jacket. I'm carrying a bunch of tape recorders in my green duffel bag. Got this little note-taking recorder in my hand here, my left hand. I'm trying to find somebody that lives here.
Will you, take me around with you someday, Catherine? And stuff someday on a tape recorder, and someday will you take me into a fast street?
Germ, I miss you, love. How is LA? Listen, I heard on the news that they, also known as city council, are going to turn this place into low-cost housing. I'm serious. I love you and I don't want you sleeping in the park. I'll be back on the hate. Love, Susan of Suburbia. Somebody was turning over the soil.
Mysterious, dark, wet place.
But you couldn't plant there because tapeworms. There were tapeworms in the soil. And I saw these tapeworms. They seemed to have unfilled capacity, like a stretched out balloon. They hung kind of limp as if they were waiting to be gorged. I I don't remember who was turning over the soil or why.
I've been reading a lot of poetry lately. I think I'm feeling romantic or something. I like poetry a whole lot. And I've been reading a lot of old poetry, like Emily Dickinson and Robert Frost. I think I'm reading it because I'm escaping life. I like it. I don't want to come back. Ron says I better come back, or I don't know, he won't know where to find me. But heck, I don't know.
Work.
The people of the city long for a larger life.
This fellow wants one of my things, so I'm going to do light for you. And this is a poem for all times. Light upon the waters, light upon the land. Rays reflected from canyon walls, caressing the desert sand. Sunlight, bronze, gold, flecking flowers, leaves, and redwood centuries old.
1, 2, 3, okay. Now, first question. I get the feeling you're stalling me. How come?
Stalling you?
Yeah.
What the hell? Do you want blood?
Keep speaking to him. Move him close to your lips.
Stalling him.
He will respond with little love pecks.
What do you want? My right leg? What do you want? I'm stalling. Moonlight, silver dusted from afar, changing barren homes into Shangri-La. Evening star pulsing like a blue-white heart, drawing loved ones closer though a continent apart.
Describe your first proud accomplishment.
The first what?
Proud accomplishment.
Well, I guess the first time I did a little puppet show, I was proud of it. And it was December 26, 1961, so that's 24 years, Christmas. Spirit light in a little child's eyes.
Say one phrase 10 or 15 times.
Ages old, yet always young and wise.
And be sure he masters one phrase before you go on to the next.
And now it's your turn. Explain me what do you mean by I'm stalling. Now you tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you. I mean that I think you're reluctant to do this interview. Is that true?
Have patience.
Why am I reluctant to do the interview?
That's what I'd like to know.
It's all up to your diligence.
I don't know. I didn't think you came for an interview. I thought you came over to rap with me.
That's what you're going to do. Yeah.
But you want on a one-way street. You want me to talk, and you all you want to do is get a taste, see? So it actually it isn't a two-way street. It's a one-way street, you see?
Mm-hmm. Briefly describe your lifestyle.
No, I don't care to describe my lifestyle. It changes depending on the circumstances I'm in. As I said before, I don't believe anybody can really live in a hospital. Is it, we all exist here, of course.
Hey, is there anybody in here?
Pick out certain times of the day for lessons.
I'm a friend.
But anyway, you know, it's so queer making these tapes because it's after about... Well, 5 minutes of talking, you talking, you start feeling really selfish. Like, God, all you're doing is talking about you. But heck, you know, what can I say? That's all I gotta do is talk about me, because that's all there is.
Hey, is there anybody here that lives here?
Don't disturb him while he is eating, drinking, or playing.
I'm a friend.
Do you spend much time contemplating the future?
Well, to be honest with you, I have a little future. I'm at the end of my cycle, and if I live a few more years, that's what I'm trying to save. You want to save something, I too have created things in my lifetime that I want to save and pass along to someone, a community, you see. But so far, a lot of people are taking interviews, but it adds up, as far as I'm concerned, to nothing.
Say one phrase 10 or 15 times.
You're right. That's right. I want you to talk to me, and I want to get the tape.
And be sure he masters one phrase before you go on to the next.
Well, didn't I give you the whole goddamn poem of light?
It's all up to your diligence.
Well, isn't that something? That's a very vital human poem, you see. Mm-hmm. But if you want me to sit here for 4 days giving you material, why?
What is the most important lesson you've learned to date?
I can't tell you. I couldn't. A lot of lessons. The only thing I know is to go on, that's all. Like you're doing now, yeah.
It may take 2 to 3 months.
Why? No, you tell me why.
But after that, progress should be rapid.
You want to live forever? This is how.
Then go on to another phrase.
Sunlight.
Repeating it 10 to 15 times.
Moonlight.
until he says it easily and distinctly.
Love light. May all the light of all the world make the coming months, the coming years, for you and yours, eternally bright.
Here are a few you might like to try.
By the way, I have some copies of Light.
Good
if anybody
morning.
Want one. If anybody is rich and can put in another dollar.
How are you today? You already paid
for one. Maybe
how
I should
do
be
you
quiet
do?
And come back later then, huh?
Maybe I'll take you out.
Beautiful day.
We go outside and you can hear the snow crunching under my feet.
How
Boy, there's
do
nothing
you do?
Like being in a new city. New place, new people.
My name
new faces.
Is Skip.
That makes you feel like you don't have the faintest idea what you're doing, doesn't it? That's the way I felt when I moved out here.
Skip.
So I got me this thing that would center me.
B.
I got me this view in my head. And every time I get crazy with not understanding where I was, I'd see it.
Day.
Hey, is there anybody here?
Instructor lesson 4.
Well, Catherine. Well, Barb. I guess I'll go have some coffee now, huh? I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Close the book.
City in a Bottle was conceived and created by John Rieger. It included some artifacts provided by Catherine Stifter and Roxanne Merrifield. Synthesizers programmed and operated by Richard Driscoll and Alex Rudis, courtesy of Audernmart. Portions of this program were first performed live in the studio with Richard Driscoll, Alex Rudis, Catherine Stifter, and Marilyn Pittman. Tommy Roberts is Tommy the Puppet Man. All tape recorders operated by John Rieger.
You just heard City in a Bottle by John Rieger, broadcast by New American Radio.